Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and it is Saturday morning, so we are talking about an ongoing series and feedback and question and answers. And we're going to talk a little later about legalism and what I mean by that and what I mean by license and how when we talk about living according to our new spiritual nature, how that's affected by legalism. But first, I just want to review a little bit of the homework we've been doing. And we're not going to give you any new homework with the holidays upon us here. We don't want to rush through this. So we're not going to be, the goal is not to get things done. It's to be effective in what we're learning. We're needing to give it the time it deserves and our attention and let God have an opportunity to not only communicate with us, but build that relationship that he desires with us and we in turn desire with him. So our homework for Thanksgiving, for this last period, has been to basically keep your eyes open and keep open for and be prepared for opportunities to either see things differently and to see how being prepared for stressful times can make a difference. And also, now looking back, what we want to look at is, did you notice anything through those times, through the holidays, through getting together with people, or just not getting doing anything and having an expectation of maybe loneliness or disconnectedness or being too hurried, anything that, you know, constitutes your holiday? Was anything changed from previous holidays? In other words, is there any indication? Can you tell if there's an area where God has healed you, where change has taken place? This is how we do it. It's from after the fact. It's much more rare to be experiencing a wound being healed at the moment he's healing it. Most of the time, we experience that healing without knowing it. And so it's after the fact that he brings it to our attention, like in a stressful time, that we go, you know, that used to really bug me. Or she used to really bug me. And now doesn't bother me at all. Now, sometimes God will talk to us about that and reveal to us what it was that he's healed, and sometimes he won't. Either way, we have that gratitude that he knew what we needed and he gave it to us. God does not want us walking through our lives here just waiting to get out. And he doesn't want you walking through as the walking wounded or fearful of being wounded again. See, we're not only learning how to get healed so that we can be healed and live healed, but also to overcome that fear of being wounded again. God is not going to protect us from the slings and arrows of this life just for the sake of our never being wounded. In fact, he will give us opportunity to choose to be hurt, knowing that this is not something we enjoy or that it's going to hurt, but we willingly do it because it's something God wants us to do for his reasons. You know, we think of Jesus. We know he didn't want to go to the cross. And yet, he also knew that that's what he was here for. And we think, how could God do that? How could God send his son to go through such a horrendous death? They both knew, and we now know, that that is what was necessary. And how many times, you know, Jesus was rejected knowingly. He knew he would not be accepted by his family, by those that he ministered life to. And yet he did it partially because he knew how to go to his father to get healing. It may even come to the point where being ministered to by God is worth getting those wounds, being wounded. When we know we can go to him and he ministers to us directly without condemnation or correction, just here, let me make it better. That strengthens and deepens our relationship with him. And when we find out that that's what he wants, it's not that he's expecting us to be perfect or that we will take on any battle and not get wounded. We can be totally victorious and totally wounded, injured, hurt, crushed, seemingly defeated. And in the midst of our victory. So just because you're wounded, just because you're hurt, disappointed, even depressed, is no indication of how you're doing. The only way to know is to ask God. Lord, is there a wound here? Or is this just part of the process? You know, when we're learning to ride our bike, odds are you're going to fall a few times. You scrape your knee. Maybe even get a little blood. You get up and you get back on your bike. It's part of the learning process. Now, in these times, there's a lot of people who want to be peacemakers and try to broker a false unity. Somehow that peace is no one arguing. But peace is not the lack of war. Peace is agreement. And when we are two opposing values, the only way to come into unity is for one side to capitulate, to give in. So we have these same battles within our families, within our relationships, sometimes even within ourselves. We can be double-minded about issues. You know, about giving. We feel like, okay, I have to give. I have to do, you know, people, you know, my church expects me to be giving 10% for a tithe, and then we've got a special gift for the missions and this, that, and the other thing, and here's the holiday I'm supposed to be participating in these different activities. And yet, I feel like God's telling me to get out of debt. What am I supposed to do? And if I didn't do these other things, I'd be able to get out of debt twice as fast. What am I supposed to do? That's where we get very specific with God, and we work it through. And perhaps what we discover is that there are wounds associated, perhaps with both of those issues, and we work them through. We go, God, is there a wound here? Why is this so stressful for me? Why am I having such a hard time making decisions about this? And he gives us answers. And that's what we're looking for. Not about the right answer, but are you depending on God for that answer? I can't tell you what the right answer is for you. All I can do is point to where the conflict is, help you clarify that on one side, you have God telling you one thing, and on the other, anything else. What is your risk here? What is your fear? What is your concern? And as we allow God to bring these things to the surface, he clarifies his desires for you. Another thing is we think that we can't be concerned about our well-being, that we can't take care of ourselves, that God has promised he's going to take care of ourselves, take care of us. So all we need to do is be taking care of others. And God is very clear about personal responsibility, that we are responsible for those things that God has put into our hands. Whether we're a Christian or not. So, now there are times when God tells us something different, and we test it, and we move out on that. But that's the distinction, is who's telling you? Are you making decisions to accommodate your temperament? Or are you making decisions to accommodate others? Or are you making a decision agreeing with God? There will be times when you may not have all the information you feel you need to make that decision. Go ahead and make it anyway. God is faithful to let you know if it's going to cause a problem for you. And he will give you a new route to take. He will simply change your direction, give you that information you were missing, and don't feel like you've missed out, because he's, you know, we're all in this training period, which is this lifetime. And so he knows what you need when. And one of the things he trains us is when to be patient and when to move forward and how to know the difference. Say you are trying to make a big decision and you don't know what to do. You know, and we'll go into this in greater depth later when we talk about getting specific direction from God, step by step. But we make it so hard. We think God's going to give us, you know, a telegram or a specific, you know, map or, you know, in the clouds or a dream or a vision or something. We need to recognize that where we are right now, we need to be very clear with our questions so God can be very clear with his answers. So we draw down our issues to yes and no questions. Lord, I need to make a decision on this, but I don't know which way to go. And if I don't hear from you about this, by tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to have to make a decision. And this is what I'm going to decide. If I don't hear from you different, by tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to go in this direction. Then, tomorrow afternoon, if you haven't heard from him, make sure you give him plenty of time to talk to you. Then if you haven't heard from him, make that decision. You've given him the opportunity to speak to you. Now, God doesn't have to explain himself to you. He doesn't have to explain why he didn't talk to you the way he wanted you to talk to him. But basically, you put the problem in his lap. And sometimes he teaches us by withdrawing, going through these experiences and seeing how he is faithful. But he's sort of exercising our decision-making muscles in the right way, rather than trying to use our own knowledge, our own understanding, developing that confidence that because we are waiting for on him and with him throughout the week, when it comes time to make those decisions, we're ready. And even if we don't hear him specifically, we know that we are hearing him. And that if he's not saying something, odds are we're heading in the right direction. So we can continue to go until he says, over here, I want to talk to you about this. What's kind of odd is this becomes more and more simple. It's not easy because we run up against our own desires and our own temperament and the desires and temperaments of those around us. But that's fine. That's going to happen regardless. We do that whether we're trying to learn to depend on God or not. But isn't it better to know that this learning process is in cooperation with God? And that it will not only benefit us here, but in whatever he has next. So as we go through a crisis of any kind, or just stress, you know, changing jobs, we've got a lot of economic issues going on right now. A lot of tomfoolery in the governments, globally speaking. You go, what the heck is going on? Well, if you've been waiting with God and developing a relationship with him, yeah, there's going to be stress there, but you're going to go, God is in charge. None of these decisions are being made without his approval. He knows what he's doing. We don't know what he's got up his sleeve, but we know he's got stuff up his sleeve. We have this idea that God is going to change or enforce his will on us through government, through getting our lives perfect, through circumstance. But His will is for us to be one in Him and with Him. And He will do whatever is necessary to accomplish that on His terms. When He says, "I'm going to do a new thing," we say, "Oh, that's great, that's wonderful." But then when He does it in a way that we don't like, or we didn't expect, or just doesn't fit in with our ideas of what it would look like, we are disappointed and angry, and often conclude, base our conclusions on our own knowledge, our own understanding, even our own information. And we want to let God be God. What do you do? What do I do in these kinds of situations? We ask God, "God, is there anything else I should be doing? Is there anything else you want to talk to me about? What can I be doing to be ready for what you're doing next?" Wow, you know, that's exactly what He's looking for us to be available to Him. He doesn't want you worried and distraught and fearful and making bad decisions. Like, no, just stay with Him. And it's not that He, you know, protects us from the stresses of the world. He protects us through the stresses of the world. Because it's those stresses that bring us into dependence on Him. You know, we look at Adam and Eve, and if God had just left them in the garden, they never would have learned how to look for Him. He was always there. They were always one with Him and one with each other and one within themselves. They didn't really need God because they didn't have any needs. They never had a need. So it was in the experiencing of new needs. First, they experienced the loss of having those needs met. Then, the foolishness and futility of trying to meet their needs themselves. Finally, in Christ, having those needs fulfilled. So all creation's needs were fulfilled in Him 2,000 years ago. So your needs are filled. How that works out through your circumstances is going to be unique and individual. And again, this is why you need to know God one-on-one, personally, objectively. We don't strain for His activity in our lives. He makes Himself known. It's His job to reveal Himself. We give Him an inch, and He takes a bazillion miles. God, I'm open to You, making Yourself known. That's all He needs. Just a half a thought, a half a second. He is so much more generous than we give Him credit for. And He's looking out for each one of us. Not that, oops, this happened, I didn't see it coming, and now I need to protect my little honeys from the bad stuff that's happening. It's like, no, we're going through this together. For my purposes, for my plans, on a large scale and also on a very personal, private, intimate scale. So ask the Lord, is there anything during this time I need to be taking advantage of, that I need to be changing? See, this instead is an opportunity. Maybe reevaluate the direction you're going in your life in general, your relationships, your health, your finances, your relationship with God. If you haven't been depending on Him, what have you been depending on? And how's it working? So all that to say, going forward, we're going to stick with the same kind of homework. Just basically, because this is such an individual time of year and can be very stressful, is just be looking for opportunities or appearances of the Lord in your life. Sometimes it just may be His presence or a set of circumstances. Something many people experience is something along the lines of deja vu. I knew this was going to happen. It seems like we've done this before. Didn't you just say that? Anything like that, or anything at all. As it's happening, just have an awareness going through the holidays that the Lord wants to make Himself known objectively and really. But part of what He's doing is He is quickening your natural senses, your supernatural senses, and making you aware of your spiritual senses. But He does that through our day-to-day circumstances. So when we talk about what we want to, say, get out of the holidays, we recognize that there are many times that our expectations of how He reveals Himself are based on our own beliefs. And we want to let Him have free reign in our lives. He's a big God. And as we've learned how to test what we're hearing to find out if it's God or ourselves or one of our enemies, we can move forward in confidence. We can take risks. We can be open and eager like a child. You know, what is this? How does this work? You know, you give children toys, they want to take it apart. You know, sometimes pretty quickly. How does this work? And very rarely, when you give them a toy, do they play with it the way it was intended. And it's okay to be that way. Let's find out who God is, how He works, how He functions. And we can be open to everything that He has for us. We don't know what we don't know. And so we don't want to take the attitude of, if it's not something we know something about, it's not from God. All things are from God. All things are from God. Where else would they be from? God has control over everything He created, and God created everything. Now, He has His idea of truth, and He's not going to change His mind. So if anybody's going to change our beliefs, change our attitudes, change our thinking, it's going to be us. Well, we didn't get into talking about license. We'll hopefully do that next week, or maybe I'll just address it specifically. But I just really encourage you, be open. This is a great time of the year to talk about what God is doing in your life with others, and just give as He gives you the opportunity of what you're experiencing. Again, not just limited to finances, but very much share the freedom you are experiencing in God. So thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be getting back together again on Monday at 7:30. Until then, have a great weekend.